Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my never look back, always look forward friend Frank. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good. Do you like my pause? Because I didn't know what to say.
It was very presidential.
What my... To all my enemies, screw you. Love you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
It was very presidential. Oh my God, what was I just going to say? I can't even... Shoot.
What are you drinking?
Oh, so I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know why I decided to like come up with titles for you every episode. This is something that I've been
it's
doing
been a long
for
time
years.
Now.
I've been doing it for years, and I don't know. Wow, we've been doing this for years.
We've been doing
I can
this
say
for,
that.
For several years now.
Woo really? But I can't believe that, I still like don't give any forethought to what I'm going to say.
I feel like once in a while
I'll be like, oh, that'll be good.
Right.
But most of the time I get halfway through the intro and
you're like, oh, I forgot to do this part.
The part that I think is actually important, I forgot to do every time.
Oh, it's funny though.
It makes
for good podcasting, good hilarity. So I'm doing quite well myself. I hope you're also doing just as well.
Yeah, I'm doing very well. 2017 good. Has been good to me so far.
Good. That's what I'd like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
What beverage are you enjoying today?
I'm enjoying a Sam Adams Cream Stout.
Mm-mm.
It's very filling.
It's yummy too. It's a good beer.
It's just dinner.
Yeah.
At that point, you know.
I mean, basically, yeah. It's
yeah.
a meal.
Yeah. I'm gonna,
a meal.
Yeah. Forever. We'll yeah. be drinking this. What are you drinking?
I'm enjoying a nice glass of Harpoon's Winter Warmer.
Oh, very nice. Very
keeping,
nice.
Keeping me warm.
Keeping you warm on
a winter's day.
January day.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So, Frank, there are a lot of things coming
That's true.
This year.
There are.
You know, things that I'm excited for, things that I am very ambivalent towards, you know, all stuff like that. So what a bless you, cat.
Aw.
Bless you. What you doing down there? Being a little kitty. All right. What are some things that you were looking forward to? Just, you know, generally speaking.
Well, yeah, I guess this is sort of the...
In the realm of geek pop culture.
The state of the geek union.
The state of the geek union.
If you will.
Yes, that's very good.
I thought of it by myself.
Yes, definitely, you did. I definitely didn't text to you earlier.
Definitely did not. nope.
I didn't say geek union
no.
earlier. I just said state of the union, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
All right, good. That was a good collaboration.
Geek was implied.
Yeah.
Okay, collaboration. Sure, I'll take it. Yeah.
I came up with a word.
Frank Ramblings featuring Tim.
Isn't that what every Beer with Geeks is?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I don't think so. But, well, what am I looking forward to? Well, all right. So we've got... in the next couple of months. So we've got some Marvel movies. We've got some Disney movies.
Yep.
We've got a Star Wars movie.
Yep.
Coming up at the end of this year.
Yeah.
There are some great things to look forward to, some things to be
oh, yeah.
excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can feel it.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can feel it.
I can feel it. So I don't know if I've ever really talked about this on the show before, but every Thursday night, I go to dinner and a movie with two friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way for us to all of us to come together to escape, you know, work and, you know, not family necessarily, but it's always like a nice to be like not be with like just to be with people from different corners, you know, just for a little while. So we just somehow just got into this movie and dinner and a movie every Thursday. So I see a lot of movies in that way. So like, so there are some things I think that I am looking forward to that are like, they're not geeky movies and everything like that. But I will say that like from that. So like, we're talking about the nerdy things, but there are other things that I think I want to say, and I'm sure you are too, that I'm like excited for stuff that's like not really geeky or nerdy at all. I mean, I guess in some ways, like, I think I'll actually have seen about the time this episode comes out because of Thursday and this is a Friday episode, but Hidden Figures.
I really want to see that so badly.
I know.
That looks so good.
I saw the trailer in the theater the day after John Glenn died, and he's in the trailer. Well, the actor is in the actor is in the trailer. And I was like, wow, this hit me hard. Like harder than I thought it would.
Yeah.
I mean, John Glenn, sure.
The American
hero. You know, I almost walked on your face, Moon. Yeah.
No, that's Buzz Aldrin.
I know. That's why. Well, he did walk on his face.
Almost walked on your face.
I said almost, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back to the night. So like stuff like that. But I think the first real geeky thing coming out that I can think of that I am super stoked for, like, get out of my way, every other movie or whatever up until this point is Beauty and the Beast.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yeah,
that's one of the ones I'm thinking of too. Yeah, that's one that I'm less excited about it than you are.
I'm so excited
only because I have more hesitation that they're gonna somehow mess it up, but you know, at the same time, like, if I want to watch the original Beauty and the Beast, the 1991 Beauty and the Beast,
it's always
it whenever I want.
It's always
and I will watch it whenever I want. I'll probably watch it right before I see that one.
It's always there, unless you don't own it and it goes back into the vault.
Right.
Yeah. But it will not always be there for you.
But I own it. So
yeah,
so,
then you're fine. Of course you do.
It's my favorite Disney movie. So right. I
own it as well.
Yeah. But I'm excited to see it, but, you know, a little more cautiously optimistic than you are. But still, I look forward to seeing it.
See, if it's like a quarter as good to me as Cinderella was, the Kenneth Branagh remake, I'll be happy. Because that movie, like, it blew me away. It still does. Like, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even really articulate why I think it's... I mean, I could be like, the costumes were great. The acting was great. You know, like, all of it was great. But there's a magic in that movie that doesn't come just from the fairy godmother that you see what I did there. Yeah, it's like nodded, you're like, that was good. I liked it.
I pick up what you're putting down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, the trailers at least so far have like indicated that you're in for a ride like you were for Cinderella,
mm-hmm.
but with the music.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the clip of Emma Watson singing Something's There?
No, I don't think I did.
Oh, Disney! No. There was a leak, like, and it was for a toy, and so Disney was like, "Whatever, here's the real clip of her singing Something There." She sounds great. It's good. She sounds like you would need her to sound for the movie. She doesn't have like, I don't think she has like, she doesn't have a Broadway voice or you know, it's not an operatic voice or anything, but she sounds like Belle should sound in a movie.
Sure,
you know what I mean. Like, so it's good. She has some, and there's some strength behind it, which is good. Because sometimes, you know, you get, you know, like, it's just weak because they're not trained singers.
Right.
And so I think it'll be good.
Great.
But like, so I'm in the, I guess, kind of like, not the middle. Yeah, just about the middle of a Downton Abbey marathon.
Mm-hmm.
I felt left out. Left behind. But there's a scene. So Dan Stevens, who's in Downton Abbey, slight minor spoiler for Downton Abbey, plays the Beast. And there's a scene in season 2 in which there's this like little concert at the Abbey, and he walks into the room while this woman that he loves is singing, and I was like, oh my god, am I gonna get to hear the Beast sing? And he does.
Oh wow.
He does. He has a really nice voice. So I'm actually really hoping that they've, I don't know if they have or haven't, but I'm really hoping they include the Beast song from the Broadway show, which now the name is escaping me.
The Beast, Human Again.
No.
But
I'm actually going to use my one lookup because it's gonna bother me.
I can't think of the Beast song.
Beauty and the Beast. Da, da, da. So what are you looking forward to while I
Because
otherwise I'll talk about Beauty and the Beast for half an hour.
So I'm looking forward to Beauty and the Beast. But I'm looking forward to, and this is something that you don't really relate to, but in April, Doctor Who comes back.
Great.
Series 10.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that because we didn't get any in 2016.
If I can't love her, if I can't love her, then who?
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with the Broadway soundtrack,
Yeah. Anyway,
cool. But yeah, I'm looking forward to some Doctor Who coming back. Because the only Doctor Who we got in 2016 was the Christmas special. So I'm eagerly awaiting another full season, which will be a lot of fun. So that's is very much on my radar. I really, really enjoy it whenever it's back. And then of course, the DC CW shows will be back.
They take up all my time.
By the time this airs, actually, I think they'll be back.
When do they come? Well, Supergirl comes back on the 23rd.
Oh, and the others come. Okay, they will not have been back yet. Then. Okay. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I had 13th in my mind, but you're right. Okay. It's, yeah.
Yes.
I look forward to all those shows coming back. Legends is moving to Tuesdays after Flash.
I'm actually looking forward to that too because it's just going to fill Tuesday night, I guess.
Yeah.
That way. And a lot of people say, I think I'd watch Legends if I was in the mood for it, and Flash would put me in the mood for
Flash
it.
Flash is a great lead in for it.
Yeah. And so, which is good. So I guess there's an episode coming up where they said it's bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this?
Yes.
The George Lucas episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for the viewers who haven't heard, there's a episode, time abnormalities, and that's what they're doing. And there's an episode where George Lucas quits film school.
Yep.
And so by then he doesn't make Star Wars or Raiders of the Lost Ark, the two films that influenced Ray Palmer and what's his name? Citizen Steel. That guy. Remember his name. Into their chosen professions. The Star Wars influenced Ray, and Citizen Steel, whatever his name is influenced by Raiders because he's, an archaeologist, whatever. So, historian. So they were like, it's either going to kill the show or people are going to accept the show for what it is.
This we're going to go for it.
Off the wall, kind of crazy, throw it at the wall and see if it sticks kind of show. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. But I am looking forward to, I think the Flash's season finale was fine, but it left me in a place where I was like, I'm okay to wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine. It's actually nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
And the Legends was what's going to happen, actually? And Arrow, especially, I thought was
Arrow was.
Yeah, I really want to know what's going to happen.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, and Supergirl. But we don't talk about it on the show because we got a whole show about that.
We got a whole other show about that.
Can't spend time talking about something that we talk about somewhere else.
God.
That's crazy talk.
That's insane.
That's crazy talk.
They could just go to SupergirlTVTalk.com and find that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. At the time of recording this, too, Jeff Johns has said that there's another DC TV show coming. We don't know what it is.
Although there was
rumblings. Apparently there was a Nightwing show for HBO, that script that was leaked.
I didn't know.
I just had found that out pretty recently, so I don't know if that's a thing that's happening. I don't think so, because he said CW, so it's something else coming to the CW, but I don't know what it is. So I'm curious. I'm very curious. All that. Speaking of DC and things that are coming, I'm very excited. And Jeff Johns, I'm very excited for his Watchmen, his new Watchmen comics. whatever that is.
Yeah, I mean, like we were just hearing about this a couple days ago for the first time as we record this.
Yeah.
I had no idea about it. I just can't. Oh my God. I'm so excited for that. Like, and I wouldn't be that excited. Because I don't know, like Watchmen, I like Watchmen, but I feel like leave it alone. Like I didn't read the before Watchmen stuff. Cause I just kind of feel like, leave a perfect thing alone. You know what I mean?
I don't think Watchmen is perfect.
Okay.
Which is why I know what you mean. It's very good.
Leave a legendary thing alone.
Yeah. You know? It's lauded and it should be for a lot of things. Yeah. Yeah.
But you're right. It's not perfect. I don't think it's perfect either. I don't know why I said that, but I meant like leave a masterpiece.
Yes. Alone. Sure.
So I didn't read before Watchmen. I just didn't really have any interest in like, exploring that much more, but
some of them are really good. Some of them they're fine.
I'm sure. I knew some of them would be good, but it was sort of like I had crossover fatigue at the time anyway, and I didn't want to read all million crossovers. Sure. But I am looking forward to reading this series just because of how tied into Rebirth and uh-huh. DC Universe it is right now. Like I feel like I need to, at least read some of it. So I'm very excited, and I feel like Geoff Johns being the architect of this whole event and I don't really know what to call Rebirth still. It's not a reboot, not an event, whatever
it's a thing,
whatever you call it, being the force behind a lot of that, and having written the main DC Universe Rebirth issue,
uh-huh.
I'm excited to see where he goes with that and see what things will be revealed, because it hasn't been that long. It's been less than a year. It was only May that the Rebirth mm-hmm. began. And yet I'm so excited to learn more about how we got here.
Yep.
And who's that hooded figure? I think we know who it is, I want to see the payoff.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the ride though. So I don't necessarily want all the mystery solved, because I'm actually really enjoying what it is right now. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I don't like feel the need to rush to that finish line.
Sure.
So I'm excited to see what they're going to bring and what they're going to do, but I don't necessarily need all the answers wrapped up right now.
I'm dying to know the answers, but I'm okay if they tease me and keep me, give me one answer and, mm-hmm. and spark five more questions and keep me strung along a little bit. I'll respect that. I'll be okay with that.
Yeah, that's very good. What about, is there anything on the Marvel side of anything that you are, you're interested in?
We've got Thor coming out this year.
The films, so what's coming out? Thor, Spider-Man,
Homecoming,
Guardians,
of course, Guardians 2.
Is it? Yeah, I think those are the three. Yeah,
there must be. I guess it's the three. Yeah,
they usually do two or three a year. Yeah. And Sony is the one that's producing Spider-Man. So
yeah, but with Marvel Studios involved.
Yeah, right. But I mean, like, it's not on their docket the same way. It's not from their studio the same way. So Spider-Man, I'm very much looking forward to. We've talked about a bit already. Every time I actually see the trailer for like in theater or whatever, I actually get a little more excited.
Me too.
Because I really, really love Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
And like I'm just excited to actually see what he's going to do.
I just love. Yeah. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for that. I just love the transformation from Batman to Birdman to Vulture.
Me too. Apparently he loves birds. Apparently Michael Keaton is like a big, he's like a bird watcher.
Really?
And like all the, yeah. And so
interesting.
Like, sure, I'll play a bird.
Yeah.
Why not? Speaking of Michael Keaton, have you seen a trailer for the movie The Founder? About the guy who found who started McDonald's as a franchise.
No, but I heard about it today. Actually,
it looks so good.
Yeah, I heard about it today.
So good.
Okay, I haven't watched it, but I'll watch it.
Yeah. Today, really. What a fun fact.
Yeah, I saw an article about it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Spider-Man looks great.
It does.
Guardians, I'm sure will be a blast.
I'm sure.
Thor is the thing I'm really looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to Taika Waititi.
I love Taika Waititi.
That is exciting. I didn't love the last Thor movie, so
many people did not.
And it's been kind of a while since we've really seen Thor.
Yep. Yeah. Actually, you're right. Since 2 years ago.
That's a while.
For these movies, that's a lot.
Considering that this is a big serial we're watching,
sure,
and we get three episodes a year.
Yeah,
right.
That's true. That is a long time.
You know, it's a long time. It's been like six movies since we've seen it.
Yeah, well, it was a Doctor Strange for half a second.
For a second. Yeah. But like, I mean, for real, like, it's been a long time since we've actually seen him. You know, Age of Ultron. How many movies have come and gone since Age of Ultron? A lot.
Yeah.
Like five.
Yeah. So, no, you're right.
It's been a while.
You're right. Taika Waititi is one of my favorite directors.
Right.
So, did you see Hunt for the Wilder People?
No.
Oh, you'd love it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Is it like What We Do in the Shadows?
It's a slightly different style of humor than that. Okay. So do you know the story?
Not at all.
So it's about this kid named Ricky, who is like a troubled youth through New Zealand. It's all New Zealand. And so he gets adopted by this couple, this nice woman and her husband, Sam Neill. And and he runs away, and Sam Neill like goes after him and finds him, and they get like trapped in the woods, and like the police think that like he kidnapped the kid, and they're hunting for them and the Wilder People. It's funny. There's one great scene where they think like Samuel's kidnapped, whatever, and the kid's reading the sign, and he's like, oh, I see. He says kidnapped by a cock Asian. Well, they got that wrong because you're obviously white.
I don't know. That feels really very much the same sense of humor.
It's so good. Well, it's not a mockumentary, I guess.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay.
In that vein, but it's so good. I can't even. It's one of my favorite. Like, if you had to like, what's one of your favorite things that anybody said in a movie in 2016? Oh yeah, nice. Well, I got that wrong because you're obviously white. It's so nice. Good. Yeah.
That's a major reason why I'm looking forward to Thor so much.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Like, I don't know, offbeat sensibility,
and
I guess.
After the Dark World, I feel like that's such a hard left turn to be like, let's do something, like, it's obviously going to be a much funnier movie.
Yeah, sure.
Which I guess the original Thor was.
Thor was pretty funny.
Pretty funny.
Yeah.
Kenneth Branagh, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, that was a funny movie. Yeah. There was.
Yeah. There was some good stuff in Dark World, too, but.
There was, but now, you know, it took a dark turn, and, and Anthony, you know, Odin.
Yeah.
Was
who's
going
back for Ragnarok, yeah.
So, I'm interested to see, especially with their very 80s logo, I'm very interested to see what it's going to be.
I am, too.
What it's going to be like.
Yeah. I'm excited for that. Yeah. On the DC side, or the WB side of.
Can
things.
I actually hit pause on that for a second?
Nope. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm going to. Because we got into this because you said Marvel. Are there any Marvel comics you're interested in? I think that's what you were getting at.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah. So.
What are you excited about?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just. Cool. I think there's like a monster thing coming, and I don't like monsters, so maybe I'll read that. But I'm actually not totally thrilled with what they're doing with their books right now. Some of them are good fun. Most of them, I'm not interested. So, yeah. As I feel, it seems like a lot of the comic reading community is also feeling that way. So, So we'll see. Movies are great. Comics are just okay. Yeah.
At least the movies are great.
Yeah, right. So.
But you were saying then. So DC.
On the DC side of things, we have Wonder Woman coming in June.
Yes. That's in June. Oh, my God. That's so soon. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah. I just want to hear more of the electric cello.
Yeah,
so good. I love that character. Like, she's a great character with a really rich history, and I love like Greek gods and mythology and all that stuff. So, and World War One is a genius setting. Jeff Johns wrote it, and Patty Jenkins is an awesome director. Like, if you've never seen Monster, like, really, like, see that movie with Charlize Theron. It's like so good. I'm pumped for Wonder Woman. I really hope this kind of turns the tide.
I want to like these movies so much, but I just haven't yet.
Otherwise, the like taglines are going to be like, DC did it again.
Basically.
It met my expectations.
Yeah. Stars.
Yeah. It received some stars. Yeah.
It's exactly what you think it is.
Yeah.
I really want them to turn this around because it's not been great. So I hope this movie is as good as it looks, because
they have their moments. Yeah.
They have their
all
moments.
All of them have their moments.
Yeah, but that's not really.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Much.
Yeah, no, it's not, but they have their moments.
So yeah, I agree. Wonder Woman, I look forward to
So then are you looking forward to Justice League then? Do you want I think I want to see if they've learned their lesson.
So what's the timeline on these? Because we've got Wonder Woman in June
and Justice League's in November.
Okay.
So we have almost a whole year.
Yeah. I am looking forward to it. And the trailer that they, or teaser that they released a couple months back, was San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah.
Looked real good.
So did Batman v Superman.
Right. Well, this looked better than I thought. Batman v Superman looked.
I think, regardless of what you say about the movie's plot or anything, if you watch that movie on mute, it's a gorgeous film.
But that's not a compliment.
Let me finish. No, it is. Because you could watch, I could watch Iron Man on mute, and it's like, it's a good movie, but it's not a gorgeous film. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference. And so, but what I want to say is that, so like, I don't want the trailer to trick me because it looks like a gorgeous film again.
Yeah.
But I think, I think Zack Snyder just sometimes has the tendency to do the, he's like a George Lucas in a way, where it's like, it's not about the character as much. It's about what it looks like.
Yeah.
And like, because like, again, you could watch the Star Wars prequels and say what you will about the stories. They're gorgeous films. They look great. Yeah. A lot of the times they evoke emotion purely by what they look like and not exactly what people are saying.
Here's the difference, though, I think, between, and I don't agree with you I don't think
that that makes a great film.
I don't think that makes up for anything either. I don't think that, like, well, at least they look pretty. Like, yeah, but, like, if you said that, I don't know. I just don't think that's...
I get it. No,
I don't think that excuses, like, the weaknesses of
the films. I don't see it as an excuse, though. I see it as in some ways a consolation prize. But I think they look better than any Marvel film. Compare them,
yeah.
I think if you just on mute side by side, one looks better than the other one. You know.
Yeah. I think that
Batman v Superman is a beautiful looking, more beautiful than Thor: The Dark World.
But they're hollow is the thing. Like they're pretty on the outside, but there's no substance on the inside.
Yeah, sure.
And ultimately, what I care more about is I will take a less pretty movie that tells a better story and has better characters.
And I agree,
10 times out of 10.
And I also agree with that. I'm saying that I don't want to be tricked again.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I agree with that.
That's what I'm saying. So I think you're actually maybe more optimistic than I am.
I think I might be. Yeah, I might be. I think it looks really good. You know, but they're very good at, Snyder is very good at, like, snapshots. Snapshots.
Really good at snapshots.
You know what I mean? Like, he's really good at, not even, like, very pretty scenes, but, like,
yep,
almost a panel of a comic.
Sure.
Like, bringing that to life or creating a new one, but, like, it is a really pretty picture,
yep,
but not like,
yeah,
it doesn't hold together very well.
No,
at least not all the time.
No, I agree.
So I hope,
and it depends on the film.
It does, but what I'm saying is the trailer is a series of images, right?
Right.
So it could just be that we're seeing all the great snapshots, all the great splash pages.
And that's why
it's all the great splash pages of the book.
Yep, I agree.
But what's in between those splash pages, we don't know.
That's true, though. The Comic-Con trailer didn't have... It didn't have a lot of action in it. It was mostly dialogue.
Yeah, and some character.
It was actually
hero shots,
more.
You know?
That's true, but it was a lot of. It was actually a lot of little character moments.
Little moments.
So, We'll see.
We've only got a few minutes left.
So Star Wars Episode 8 is what you want to talk about.
Precisely.
Yeah.
I guess we'll get the title in, Kathy Kennedy said, in like the spring. Basically, after Rogue One Mania is over and marketing is done promoting Rogue One,
sure,
then we'll
makes
get
sense.
Then like March or something,
yeah,
we'll get,
makes sense.
We'll get a Episode 8 title. Do you think it's going to be like, you know, The First Order Strikes Back or something like that? Or do you think, what do you think it'll be?
The First Order, I don't know, like The Force Takes a Nap, like, or, you know, yeah. The Force woke up too fast.
Rey is Luke's daughter.
The Force drinks some coffee. Yeah,
I don't know.
Rey is Luke's daughter. Star Wars Episode 8. Rey is Luke's daughter. We all know you were wondering. Now you know.
Star Wars Episode 8. Your Snoke theory sucks.
Star Wars Episode 8. Your Snoke CG sucks.
Hey-o.
Yeah. So I don't I don't know.
I hope it's not The First Order Strikes Back. That's been a theory I've heard.
I really don't think it will be. I think they're smarter than that.
I think so. Now, I do think that it would be interesting if they choose to reveal Rey's parentage in this film and draw a parallel to Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, well, I think if Force Awakens established anything is that we're drawing parallels.
Maybe, but it could be that they needed to do that to start things off.
That's true, and we're not going to do that anymore. Maybe it's a little more clever this time around. Right. Because it clever in a different way, because Force Awakens is clever in that it re-established what needed to be established. I don't know. I'm looking forward to it I have no expectations except that I want to see Luke do something superhumanly awesome.
Me too.
Because we've never really seen him do anything like that. It's almost like the Darth Vader Rogue One thing where it's like, oh, he's the most powerful Jedi. Prove it.
Yeah.
Show me the goods.
That like 2 minute sequence of him mowing down those guys in the funny hats in the hallway.
Yeah, right.
I want to see that, but for Luke.
Yes. Even if it's 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I don't need him to kill a bunch of people either.
No, whatever. No, whatever.
It's not that, the Jedi way.
Whatever that show of force is, I want to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show of force.
Hey.
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that... Because there was a rumor before she passed away, very sadly, very suddenly. Mm. Do you think that Princess Leia, General Organa, Carrie Fisher, dies in episode 8? Or do you think that they are now like, shoot.
I don't know.
What do we do?
What was the original intention? My understanding is that she was supposed to be in episode 9 as well.
Yeah. Well,
that could be changed. Well, that could be, you know.
Jin, what's her? Jin Erso, what's her?
Felicity Jones.
Felicity Jones. Had a contract to be in more Star Wars movies.
Exactly.
It's just what they do now, you know, so I don't know.
But not just contractually, my understanding for like that rumor had that she was in the script for, or in the story, you know, part of the story. For
That's true. Rumors are tough though.
They could kill off her character in episode 8. They could do something at the beginning of episode 9 where she's in the beginning of it somehow by CG or whatever, and then she fades away. Who knows?
Would you be okay with a CG-constructed Carrie Fisher in her 60s?
Very case-by-case thing. It's very, yeah. You know, like if it's done worth respect and done for story reasons, I'd be okay with it.
I think Paul Walker is not Carrie Fisher, but...
Yeah, my mind goes there too, though.
Yeah, but... I think Princess Leia is just as important to Star Wars as Carrie Fisher is. Like the character and the actress they're just as important separately and together.
I mean,
so I think like to service the story and the greater need of the story, she needs to still be a powerful player in some way, even if you do kill her. I think like I don't think you can do it in the way they say like Star Trek Beyond dealt with Leonard Nimoy's passing.
Yeah, no, you know? No, not
which
at
was
all.
Also done very well, but it's that was done different. Well, but
you can't do that. That would not work.
Yeah,
that would not work. She's too integral to the story. So, yeah, I trust them to do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
I do. I trust them to find the right way to do it. And execute it well. So I'm looking forward to episode 8. I'll be very sad when I see her on screen. And we'll see what happens for episode 9. That, I think, is a pretty good wrap-up of our State of the Union, State of the Geek Union 2017. You can find us on the internet at beerwithgeeks.com. You can find us, you can email us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com, tweet us at beerwithgeeks, find us on Facebook, beerwithgeeks. You can leave us iTunes reviews and star ratings and everything else on Satchel and Overcast and every other great podcast app. But those iTunes reviews really mean the most to us. If you are listening right now, you haven't left us an iTunes review, we forgive you. It's a new year. It's a fresh slate. And we would really like you to leave a review that says Frank and Tim's 2017 predictions are on point. Yeah. That's what we want to know.
That's what we really care.
Just inflate our ego, Scott. Leave us those reviews because they really mean a lot. 5 stars, please, please, please. 4 or 5 stars means a lot to us and really helps get the show out there and help us get exposed. So help us keep doing this. Any final closing thoughts, Tim, before we say goodbye to the lovely people?
I'm sure I forgot a lot of stuff that I'm excited about.
I know I did, but
yeah. I mean, we have limited time. We've done this to ourselves.
There you go.
So what are you going to do? So until next time,
cheers.